So on that Thursday morning, we were up and we were having breakfast and someone just started yelling, "Hold the line." And of course, at that point, we didn't know what that actually meant and didn't even second guess it, didn't even question it. We just chucked on our shoes and that and started running up there. And I was shocked when we got up there to see what was already going on and them pushing people and children on the other side watching it all happen. And of course, you could hear from the children from the other side was, "Let them go," and crying and screaming and just saying, "Let them go, let them go." And they didn't care. They didn't care one bit. There was actually an incident that involved my daughter, and she had said to me, she said, I want to say something to the police that are standing there, Mum. And I said, "Oh, I don't know if that's probably a wise idea." But at one point, I was right down the far right-hand side where the bushes were. And so the police were sort of quite a little bit sparse. And there was a young girl. And you could sort of see the look on her face was, she wasn't happy to be there. And I kept saying to her, "Have you not had family lose their home? Have you not had someone suffer from taking these vaccines? Do you think it's right to send children to school to be masked and told not to play with their friends?" And I said, "I've got my daughter who is scared to go to school." And there was an elderly lady that came up behind me and she's like, "Keep going, keep going." Like, she is obviously listening to you because she keeps turning her head away from you and she looks sad. So I brought her up, and I wouldn't have taken her up there if I thought she was going to be in danger or hurt or anything like that. But at that time, I thought, no, this girl isn't going to do anything to her. And so I came up and I said, "My daughter wants to say something to you." And she started to talk and then she started crying. And she's like, I can't do it anymore. Can you tell her what I want to say?" And so I said, "Well, you tell me." And she's like, "I'll tell her that I'm not a bad girl. That we're not bad kids, and that I'm too scared to go to school. I don't want to go to school anymore because it's a sad place, and it's scary. And this isn't how I want to grow up. And I'm scared even just to go anywhere now." And as I said, was saying that to her, and Anna was whispering in my ear, and then she said, "Mum, look, she's crying." And I turned around and looked at her, and she had tears coming down her eyes. And Anna said, "I want to hug you." Well, within less than a minute, they came over and pulled her out.